Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Q, man. You done outdid yourself with this track, man.
I feel you.
Man, can you believe this swagger jacket going on?
Oh.
What? I'm a force to be reckoned with, and I ain't even got a deal yet.
What you gonna do?
I'ma start making these bitches bite the curb, man.
Tell them how you feel.
Let's go. Let's get it. Was giving you credit, but now you done crossed the line. Crying to my shit, and you not even paying, huh? What you thought, I stay quiet and not speak my mind? Yes, you really Barbie plastic brain and no fucking mind. Clever way to do it, I'll give you a hint. Switch up my song and pass it off like it's Birdman. Yeah, Kim, I'm known for this. It won't be the first man, I guess, to me. I'm the big shit, and you the third man. No wonder why you say this shit is easy. But you couldn't see me as Nikki and Lady Weezy. No thoughts to your rhymes, this shit don't appease me. Don't fade away fast, cause you done got greedy. Take it from the underdog, did it get that bad? Let me guess, writer's block, you couldn't think of your trash. Got your stomach cramping up, go and get you a pad. Mortal Kombat, now who's mad? They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. Put you on blast, give you reason to be mad. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. Put you on blast, give you reason to be mad. Round two, it ain't over. Pull my britches up, lace my boots like a soldier. From there, Army Rambo, I'm throwing boulders. I like the mother, bro. It ain't about the exposure. Give credit when it's due, man. Somebody should have told ya. I guess I was a threat. Next in line, hitting quotas. Just admit I'm fly so I can brush my shoulders. If they let me in this game, career will be over. Run to your puppet master. Caddy ready to fight. You got the game fucked up. You ain't doing it right. If you needed you a body, you could have flew me a kite. Second, stay out of your sight. You make it broke, tie you bull, and you all on top. If you ask my opinion, the old Nicki was hot. Now you walk around like Powder Puff girls in dreadlocks. What do you mean this? Is you a rapper or do you sing pop? They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. Put you on blast, give you reason to be mad. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. Put you on blast, give you reason to be mad. I'm in my lane, so keep it in yours. Never once came at you, but you opened the doors. For a sec, I actually wanted to collab with this all. That shit is dead now, it ain't an option no more. And you the first person talking about sharing, narrowing, and your bitches can wear. But you really don't care. The game is too for a female takeover, yeah. So be prepared, cause Caddy, yes, I'm coming this year. And I'ma beat this shit. Better yet, a barbarian. Take you down a notch or two, make you lose your arrogance. I'm telling you harder than you'll be Nancy Kerrigan. If you ain't much beef, you should have stayed a vegetarian. If you can't sell, yeah, you made a mistake. And there's other sign orders that ain't holding their weight. No prize with them, though. They ain't taking my cake. As you have a Kit Kat and take you a break, bitch. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. Put you on blast, give you reason to be mad. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. Put you on blast, give you reason to be mad, 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 mad.
Bad. I just put in my headphones, depending on blast. iPod headphones, iPod touch, iPod case in case the iPod crush. Somebody asked me, can they listen to my iPod? I just walked up like, bye bye. Is you dumb? Are you a baby? My iPod got Wi-Fi. Yeah, that's internet connection. If you pilot, get the step man. Go to the iStore, iPod section.
When the haters get in leeway, put your headphones in Ninja Z-Way. Like, bye hater, blah blah, forget you. I'm built into my iPod,
iPod shuffle, iPod classic, iPod touch, iPod pad with the plastic that makes sure you punks won't scratch it. $30 headphones, yeah, they gon' blast. My headphones louder, yeah, them haters mad. Apple everything, no time to be sad. If I'm ever bored, I just download an app. Playlist classical, internet fast. Cam-HD, I can see through the glass. Video camera with the FB app. FaceTime app with the navigator pack. Look at me, hater, you mad.
When them haters get in the way, put your headphones in Ninja Z-Way. Like, bye hater, bye-bye, forget you. I'm pissing to my iPod.
I'm untouchable, what you trying to hold me for? Got more apples in the grocery store. People gossip, so I zone them out. I put my iPod and my phone's out. Coolio, cold, talking secret, I'm a pole out. 64 gigabytes, all a little bitty light. First you get my iPod, now you wanna spend the night, it's alright. We gon' get into it, hit you from the back while I'm downloading music. Lil Wayne, Ludacris, Luke for the Prodigy, Jay-Z, Biggie Smalls, Eminem, Nas, and E. And my iPod.
Put your headphones in Ninja Z-Way. Like, bye hater, bye bye, forget you. I'm pissing to my iPod.
Put your headphones in, man. Turn them on blast.
Yeah,
Apple everything, man. If you got an MP3 player, kill yourself. If you got a CD player, kill yourself. If you got a tape recorder, kill yourself. iPod, iPod.
Turn on blast. Record it. Respect on demand, man.
Hey, man, I was over at the girl house the other day. I ain't had no madness. You know what I did?
Roll that shit, roll that shit. Pull my hat and roll that shit. Roll that shit, roll that shit. Smash my ass and roll that shit. Roll that shit, roll that shit. Pull my hat and roll that shit. Roll that shit, roll that shit. Smash my ass and roll that shit. You nasty. You nasty. Love to give me head, yeah, that's my shit.
power draw. So you know what I'm talking about. Money getting nasty off the dribble. Let me see them flips it wide. Fuck that nigga, see some nibble. Now spread them wide. Meet the meat. Fuck in the head, and I'm going balls deep. Now roll that shit.
My nigga Looney Tunes. Truth teller. I know you see me on there, girl. Good morning, live Philly Shine Radio. Shoo, Freaky Tuesday. You know what that means. We're going in all night long. We're playing some hot music. Also, getting ready for the main event. February 5th is going down. Diamond Spotlight, Super Bowl, Super Freak Edition. And I'm calling them all out, you know, talking about the ladies. They want to have some fun. And, of course, it's starring Reddy Rock. Definitely follow him on Twitter, ReddyRock215. Amazing artist, great personality, funny, on Twitter. Cool boy all around. And, like I said, February 5th is going to be crazy tonight. Of course, I got my co-host in the building. What's up with your stinking ass today?
Nothing.
Yeah. What you on there, playing Facebook application games?
Nope.
Yes, you are, because I know that's what you be doing. That's why Shakur was like, yeah, what's up with Truth Teller? She playing them damn games, all into it, all in. Ain't giving us no attention. You giving us your full attention tonight, or are you playing the part?
Right. No, I'm not
right.
Playing the question right no more.
I didn't mean to rhyme, but you know, I love teasing you. You like my big sister. I love you, honey. But also, we're going to be showing love to a banger artist out of Detroit, Miss Action. We got some music on deck. As a matter of fact, we might as well go into that truck. He was getting ready to play Truth Teller because that is the anthem for 2012. Future Go Harder, produced by... Yes, he's a very big deal. My VIP, so show much love. And I'll be showing a lot of love to a lot of other artists because the unity is strong. We just had United Edition, and it's just going to keep growing and growing. Shout out to everybody who's fucking with me because I'm fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? I use a condom and everything, and I make sure the smoke is amazing. I'm fucking with you. Who would want that? Like, put the condom on, off, slow, ride it, bring it back.
She even used a good smelling lube.
Oh, you know what? Truth Teller, yes, add a little extra ease. Use a mouth.
Did I just do that?
Shout out to everybody listening on the show. We having fun. You know what I'm saying? Join in, call up. Oh, yeah, tonight's topic. What's the fastest you ever blitz someone? Yes, blitz. You know what I'm talking about. Blitz.
What's wrong, blitz?
Blitz. Yeah. Not tackle. No, not a quarterback sack. Talking about a sack, jumping in the sack. What's the fastest you ever jumped in the sack? So we're going to go with press one, waiting for that guest to call in, and show the fuck off.
Three band motto, the future is now.
All by any means. By all means necessary, we're going to get it.
Rockstar lifestyle.
Drip.
Ask your
Adam and lied to what up. I've been a click. For real. I done had all kind of people turn against.
Trying to bring me down, I'ma go harder.
They're trying to bring me down, I'ma
ain't even trying to listen to no numb niggas talking what he gonna do and he lying. I see it if I want it, I'ma get it straight or buying it. I rub that free bag, she could free bag, clothing line out of sight. Ain't thinking about the day, 10 years, you'll see what a young nigga flying is. This G5, G6 classified, I done hit the bullseye. When you spread the rumors, make sure you tell them I'm most high. Millionaire, ain't playing foul, turn your back on these cows. Cause I can wake up in the day and travel anywhere. I'm making major moves, you trying to peak the move. I dropped 10 hits, I got a real confused. I hit ain't into me, I make them in my sleep. That's all you want from me, I know I'm making history. I know you're crazy, and you're greedy. But I'm a genius, and I've been fiending. Just take the streets on fire, gotta catch me flying back. Ain't got the time to stop and kick the bobo with you. Why? My time is very precious.
Open eyes, see you, baby, just walk. comes to feel it burning me up inside.
Maybe tomorrow
will be the
man. Can't stand the thought of me being your X-Man. Now how you think I'm supposed to act? Can't wait to see you, boo. You know I want you back. The Porsche black, six shifter. And you gon' see when I get with you. Try and let you see the bigger picture. Show hard determination, eager to get richer. If I tell you that I'm with you, then I'm with you. Come on, boo. Now that we back together, the feeling's mutual. Now things can go back to what they used to. Now I ain't gonna lie, yeah, the first time I used you. Mentally abused you, you so beautiful. Shine like a diamond when you open the door. We ain't make it to the bedroom, all on the floor. Doggy style, high sex, sure be wild. I love your style, let's make this gorgeous child. Come on, yeah. Ma, I gotta give you some credit, man, for putting up with all my shit. I love you, though.
Cancer in the building with honest fire. Philly Shine Radio, what it do? 11 to 1.
Shout out to this good music I got. You know what I mean? Rolling on. That was Future, Go Harder. Then Herb McGruff featuring Anthony Hamilton. Of course, showing love to my homeboy Black Cancer. We having fun. It's a Two Freaky Tuesday. Going and waiting for my special guest to call and enjoy the show. We want to get to know Miss Action, and we are going to also get to know some great music I got on deck from Ready Rock, Philly. He's going to be my star on my next show, February 5th. We're going to be crazy, VVS Stone. We got a lot of shit going on. We're going to have some fun. It's going to be real epic show. You excited, Miss Truth Teller?
Of course. Yo, where's our special guest from again?
Detroit.
Oh, I think that might be her phone. Yo.
Yeah. I see her number. Welcome to the show. What's good, Miss Action?
What up, though?
Chillin', love it.
No, chillin', we ready to get to know you, have some fun. Action, please meet my co-host, the Truth Teller.
Hello. How you doing?
Y'all just going both talking once. Y'all, it's funny. I like people.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm okay.
That's better.
This mood swing, ENT?
Huh?
Mood swing, ENT?
Yeah, that's my company name.
Okay.
Are you
okay.
About
yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah, I seen it on Twitter.
Yeah, I got it too. It's Honest Fire, Mood Swings, and Philly Shine Show. All me. We building.
Yeah, shout out to Twitter because, you know, on Philly Shine Radio, it's what we about showing off. So, first and foremost, share where you're from, your Twitter, how people can find you online, this action. We got a network.
I'm originally from Detroit, but I've lived in Atlanta for about 5 years. So I like to always shout out Detroit and Atlanta for a lot of things that I've been doing. You know, I have to include Atlanta in that. But Detroit is my hometown.
That's what's up, Detroit City. That is
yes.
A rough town. Which part are you
yes,
from?
Yes, it is. Detroit, Gator Capital. I'm from the west side.
Oh, okay.
Robbie
Gutter is up in Detroit.
I didn't include my Twitter. My Twitter is at Miss Action. That's MSAXTION.
All right. Yo, I just seen that joint last night. That shit was hilarious. You see the Kevin Hart laughing my pain, Miss Action?
No, I haven't. I was seeing you in the same boat as me. I was working too hard to see. It was so fucking funny. Oh, God. Shout out to
Kim. That's my last name, Payne. That's my birth last name, Payne.
Yeah, that shit is hot. The only thing I knew about the whole last name, Payne, was all the trending topics on Twitter. Like, what is all right, all right, all right? Like, what is y'all talking about?
Oh, yeah, people been saying that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to learn today. So
yes,
I haven't seen it, but you might as well. I feel like I have. I hear that shit so much.
Yes, no. You haven't seen it. It's nothing like just hearing about it, because when I tell you, you'll go crazy laughing. It's too funny. Kevin Hart is hilarious. But, yeah, I'm going to be talking about that, too, today. Y'all going to learn today.
Yeah, I'm going to learn about this action today.
We're going to learn about Miss Action today. We're going to learn today, all right, all right.
Okay, so what I want y'all to do, I want y'all to learn me something.
All right, well, what you want to learn, Truth Teller?
Just learn me something.
Okay.
So now, what's this topic for today? Nah, that's what I want to know about. What topic
is a specific one? You know what I mean? We want to know. How was the fastest you ever blitz someone? You know, sack them, fuck them. What the
fuck? Oh, not so bad.
We're in the business. We got the switchboard popping all crazy. We got a VIP in the building. A lot of people showing love tonight. And definitely, like I said, we're going to get to know our special guest, Miss Action, tonight. Long overdue. You know what I mean? We were supposed to have her on the show a couple weeks ago. It was so crazy. Y'all know drama.
Yeah. That's doing that's around the time when you fell in love with that Down Bitch track.
So, yes, I needed that shit. Like, I swear to God, all music I was feeling, especially the Down Ass Bitch, that track right there is crazy. But what's this other one I have of yours? Let me see. Cause I can't think of the name. My memory sucks. Damn, I didn't even put the name next to it. Fucking, we gonna play that shit, but that's my shit. When you talk about snake ass bitches and shit,
yeah. Also, the down bitch video is also on YouTube. Down Bitch can be found on iTunes. It's also spinning in the UK. It's on several mixtapes. I always get good responses, you know, with Down Bitch. You know, a lot of the fellas, of course, love it, and all the real bitches, of course, love it. So, that's always been a good response song. Also, I just shot a video for a song titled Show Me Your Money, and I just did that Tuesday in Atlanta. So that you could be looking for that the first week of February.
We definitely will. We want to show you so much love. I'm going to actually introduce you to a DJ, my DJ. You know, he's also his own DJ because he's so fucking cocky and so big. I can't really him all the time. It's just a couple nights a month I get him. But DJ Big Philly, what's good? Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, my big motherfucking nigga.
Truth said, you need to cut it out.
That was honest.
Hold on, wait. First,
always flirting with you. You can't. How you going to mix this up? Yeah, I don't even know what he just called you, but don't mix this up, Philly. I'm about to hang up on
her. I didn't mix it up. I'm talking to her. She needs to cut it out.
I am doing nothing wrong. You know
what I'm saying? I love you, boo-boo. Even though you get on my damn nerve.
That's better, motherfucker. You my slave a couple of nights a week, so stop acting like I don't own you. Say no. But Big Philly, I want you to meet Miss Action. You know what I mean? She's a hot artist. Stop getting horny. Cut it out. I'm talking to big Philly, not little Philly.
I love DJ.
When
is
that album?
No, she's from Detroit, and she's repping Atlanta for the past 5 years. No, you have not met her, but you can meet her tonight. So say hi.
Hello.
How you doing, lady?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I want to hear your opinion on this topic.
Hold on, wait, one second.
You
right?
Don't ask the question. This is my
hold
show.
Wait.
Exactly.
Hold on, wait. Just ask it.
Beat, stalker alert, stalker.
Oh, shit.
Got
yeah, true color blushing over there. You know what? Let me control it. She is blushing. She can't even stop laughing. But Phyllis,
wait a second. Hold on.
To open your mic first because you have that great event Friday. Everybody's been excited about it. I've been going crazy. I've been stalking all these rappers I never even knew before, but they're so amazing. On your group page, that street arena, the Battle Network.
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
It's going Friday night fights at Mill Creek is going down January 27th. What do you got to say? I know you got something to get off your chest about this event.
It's going to be crazy. We're going to have a girl battle. Bumblebee going to battle Diamond. We're going to have, like, non-male battles. So it's going to be crazy. It's going to be definitely a crazy night. If anybody who ain't never been to a battle, any females who ain't never been to a battle, y'all need to get your ass down there because there ain't nothing but men down there.
I like a party. I'm gonna bring some bread. But so
she said bread.
Topic question before we go into the rest of these callers. Everybody chilling, and like I said, support Philly and everybody. I want to get a battle night on Philly Shine Radio. Big Philly, you gotta do that shit because that's not my lane. I don't wanna try to take over your lane like some corny people do. You know.
Wow, we don't say no name.
Yeah, we ain't gonna say no names.
Wow, wow.
We gonna play.
So they won't get that on radio. They won't get that on
radio. Perfect. I swear to God, this song. I'm Miss Ashley's song. I'm dedicating all broke ass bitches because they get no money.
Oh, she about to show the picture again.
Step your shit up, bitches. Oh, you got some pictures going up. Oh, I'm not. Wow.
You got the pictures.
Shut up. I'm not putting out those pictures. Shut the fuck up. Philly, yeah, right, we want to see the pictures. Oh, no, I'm not showing them.
I have one question, though. I have one question. All that stuff she was talking on the radio, when I seen her in person, she got real quiet.
Who?
I don't know what I'm talking about. She got
I am the quiet. Tell him honest, I am the same in person as I am. Come on,
you was lucky. You was lucky, Big Philly, because she was like, you know, Big Philly was busy working. I'm not going to rip him a new asshole tonight. That's what she told me in the bedroom. No, she was going
to
rip you a new asshole.
Oh, she wants me to rip her a new asshole.
Philly, I want to ask you the topic question so I can get to these rest of these calls. I'm sure some of these 313s or 404, they're trying to shout out Miss Action. So,
yeah.
Definitely going to keep it moving and show some love. But you got to answer the topic question.
What's the fastest?
One day, 2 days, 2 minutes? I know you nasty.
That's not true. And I picked up a girl that I had sex.
No, from you met her. Not your first date. Not your first date after knowing her for 2 weeks or whatever. I'm talking about the fastest.
One night stands.
Yeah, one night stands, whatever.
Yo, I was a young boy, and I had met this girl that I dated. Oh, my God.
You're old as shit. Are you serious?
I met her down J Street. When I got her in the car, all I know is that she stayed in my neighborhood for like a week and she wasn't with me. But after she was done with me, that was crazy.
Your story sucks.
Like, what happened? Like,
that's not even killing us. Boo. I need a boo, but boo. It's dry. Your 40 years. All your almost 7 years on earth. That's the best you could come up with. As tall as you are. Now, let me give you a description of him. He's distinguished. He's like 6'8", husky as hell. Like, who wouldn't? You ain't, I don't know. I got to give Philly some swag. I don't know. We gonna revisit this topic.
That draw from J Street was crazy. I just ain't getting into details.
I know what J Street is, but I just wanted to, you talking, oh, God. You know what, Philly?
I picked up in the car. She asked for a ride home. Before we got home, it was on and popping. It was on and popping.
Well, then, yeah, say that. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, though. Oh, my God.
He gave us the edit version. PG version.
But you can't say fuck shit and ass on this show. You can say fuck shit and ass and dick and pussy.
That's the first time I ever got hit while I was driving.
See, congratulations. See, there we go. See, now you get to the meat. You acting all shy. That's the freak. The freaks be trying to pretend like they shy, y'all. You know. You know how to spot them.
But, chill with us. As long as you want to chill with us, I'm going to leave your mic open. But, like I said, I'm getting ready to check on some of these other callers. Everybody, press one. I definitely get to your call. We'll show you some love on the show. We got a caller from the 404. 642, you've been holding patiently. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What a do? This is the money, Miss Action. Who's happening?
What's up?
What a do, mama?
What up, though? What's going on?
I'm chilling, man. On my way to the east side. I'm going to the cave tonight. You know how I get down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's what's up. Thank you so much for calling and supporting Miss Action tonight.
Oh, of course. You know, that's my homie right there. You know, I got to support my partner.
I know that's right. Well, we definitely going to get ready to get into some music from her and get to know her a little bit more. I'm going to take one more caller before I play my song, and I'm dedicating to you bitches that need to step your game up.
Mad love, G-Money.
One thing. You know, no, chill, G-Money. I'm not going to close your mic yet. One thing I really like about Miss Action, like, you could look at her style and just be like, damn, she's fly, and that's always so good to look at. Like, when somebody, you see a picture of them, you go, wow. You hear somebody's music, like, oh, fuck, I relate to this shit. Like, we really want to have some fun tonight, y'all.
Yeah,
G-Money?
Yes, Mom.
Right. That's what's up. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it, definitely.
Y'all,
like
you hung up on him?
No, he's right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be here until y'all cut me off. You did.
I don't hang up on people, but if you hear something about a commercial about saving money on car insurance, that's blog talk. It just calls back.
I don't care. Definitely give you a little... Thank you, something. I don't know. It's ignorant. But
what is saying about car insurance?
It'd be like that sometimes, man. It'd be like that sometimes.
All right. Rock with us, G-Money. Rock with us. We got another caller from the 313-675. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What up, bro? This is Taipei.
What's good? Welcome you calling to support Miss Action.
What's up, Miss Action all day?
What's up?
Calling from home, letting her know she got the support here all day.
That's what's up. That's my home, Detroit Gator Capital.
I know that's right. Well, that's what's good. We're going to chill with you guys. I'm getting into this music. I'm going to ask you guys a topic question. Hopefully you're not boring like somebody else was. But show some love. I forgot the name of this joint, but I know it's crazy hot. Show us some love to Miss Action. And we want to talk about the track after we play it and just talk to her a little bit more because she got a lot of things coming up. And I really fuck with this woman's grind. And I know a lot because I asked about you from the Mel Theo X Squad DJ, who's one of your biggest supporters.
That's what's up. I love DeMille. DeMille has always been supportive from day one. You know, I always appreciate everybody that support me and everything. And X-Squad DJs has definitely been one of those big supporters.
Okay, that's what's up. We going in, showing love to Miss Action and some other artists. We want some fun tonight, y'all.
I'm about to put you bitches in your lane. I'm tired of you playing games. Lollipop, no game. You know who you are. Fuck you, bitches.
You wanna talk slick? You wanna run your mouth? You welcome gangsters from your motherfucking house. We will set this bitch off. Set this bitch off. We will set this bitch off. Set this bitch off. They call me Glock Boss, and I'll punish you. You fool and peep, you ain't my equal. Haters, this for you. Since 08, I grind my plate up off the lunch table.
coming at those bitches back. Like, what? You
put it off in this motherfucker. Set it off.
Shit. Like
you would love that song. Yeah. I could see that.
Dedicated to you, none of these paparazzi wannabe bitches.
Oh, shit. That's my new name should be, paparazzi.
Oh, man, hey, we're already paparazzi unit. Shout out to EA all day. Y'all already know we getting it in all crazy. And, of course, February 5th, all the ladies will be in the building. Miss Caddy, Tiflon, B-Dot, Hot Chat to perform our crazy hit. Shout out the lady, the voice. But we chilling tonight. We got Miss Action on the line. It was just her song. It's called Set It Off.
Yeah, Set It Off. Okay. That's the little Boosie remix.
Set It Off. Set It Off.
Yeah, I like this shit. I fucks with that joint. I like all that shit. I like everything. So I gotta learn that joint by heart because I know I'm be saying that shit walking down the street like fucking bitches, fuck you bitches. I'm opening up some more callers. We want to get into this topic, talk some more with Miss Action, because she's been busy. I know also you were telling me about the DVD that you were on. Where can we be able to find that? I know you said it's in ATL, but is it on YouTube at all?
No, it's not on YouTube. It's in a couple of record stores. I know it's in Big Oomp and a lot of little like record shops and mom-and-pop stores and all around Atlanta. It's
okay.
Not on YouTube. You have to purchase that on the street.
Somebody got to upload something that I want to see. I like that. So is it footage of you being interviewed or is it like you rapping?
Actually, it's a DVD. The name of the DVD is called iReality, and it's done by Hood Broadcasting. And it includes Future, Diamond, and a lot of other artists. And a couple of my videos are on the DVD.
That's high. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. We want to check in on the line and see what's good and check with G Money. Because, like I said, we have a topic for tonight, G Money. We want to know, this is our Two Freaky Tuesday. We want to know what's the fastest you've ever had. Blitzed a woman, had sex with a woman, like the fastest, from meeting her to the bed or wherever you did it.
The fastest, a one night stand. I hate to admit it, but it is what it is.
It
is what it is, man. I mean,
exactly.
You know, I'm not trying to blow. I'm not trying to, you know what I mean, too small. But, you know, hey, too. But you know, it took me about a couple hours in the club, you know what I mean? And I stay frequent in the club, so it's really not a thing. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But, you know, it took a couple hours. I ain't trying to boast or gloat or nothing like that.
A couple hours, I was about to say, yeah. That was my next question. I was like, all right, so how long was it? Yeah. You know what? Like to
now,
each his
see,
own.
Now you talking about in reference to us doing the do? How long it was?
What? No, yes.
No.
You want me to get real
X-rated? No.
If you want me to get real X-rated, I can get real X-rated.
Maybe internet Tuesday. Next Tuesday we could do that. I want
okay. All right.
I'm a call about. I need some.
But action. I will be very excited. He did
this
for a couple of my parties. You know how I get down.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Thank you so much, though, G Money, for answering that. That's what's up. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? And definitely, you can't regret what you did. You did it. You know what I mean? Shit, fuck it. I know, I'm a tell the truth. Like, I might have had a couple guys that I wanted done them, like I didn't, you know what I mean, go back, but I still knew them for a while, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never just met a guy and just...
Fat lover.
Yeah, never. You can say whatever you want, Big Philly. I'll never forget this one time going to, and this is when I first started, like, this is like 07,
I'm at this ramp show, and then I'm like oblivious. Like, I didn't really go out that much. Like, I was in the kiln. I went out sometimes with my girlfriends, and I buy my own drinks. You know what I mean? I ain't really worried about this shit. So I'm thinking it's nice to go buy my drink. But I noticed he will not leave my left side. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga just over? Every time I wanted to buy chicken wings, he's like, I pay for it. He paid for my girlfriend's drink. He paid for everything, right? And this club been closed for like 5 a.m. So then I'm all ready to say goodbye. Like, all right, I had a good time. He like, oh, you just going to leave? I'm like, yeah, buddy. Like, what connection did we have? Like, you just stayed next to me the whole goddamn night buying my damn drink. Like, that's not how you get pussy. It's not in my book. I don't know. I don't know.
He was trying to get you drunk. That's why he kept buying you drinks.
Oh, my gosh. I got a lot of people trying to get me drunk stories, but I'm an alcoholic, so I will drink 2, 3, 4 hours of shit. Like, you broke. Be real sad. People crack me up, always be like, yo, Honest, you was drunk. I'm like, no, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. That's how I really am.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, shut up. That's how I really am, though. You know, Philly. I'm shot the fuck out. Yes, exactly.
Yo. I see Adi run to the back like, get him the fuck off stage now. Run right back up front.
Yeah, that's what she do. That's what she was doing. She's cracking me up with that one.
So
and
what?
His time is up.
Yo, Miss Action, the vibe with me. Don't you hate when somebody try to fuck up a showcase with his doing extra songs, they see these skipping and they upset about it or whatever. Like, I don't have it. Have you ever had that type of experience coming to perform and somebody just fucking up the showcase?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I hate when somebody come to a showcase and try to perform their whole damn CD.
Damn. Yeah. Like, yo,
yo. Like, motherfucker, you only paid for
5, 6 songs. Like, yeah. Wow.
Like, motherfucker, you only pay for really 2 slots, 3 if you can get it in like that, but...
You know what I get irritated about? When people don't have sing-songy hooks and they keep repeating them like you're supposed to sing along and shit, like, what the fuck? He's done.
Yeah, I ain't gonna talk about this show. I hate when motherfuckers get up there with that fake-ass clothes and shit. They be acting like they're wearing real Gucci and shit. That shit, they Gucci.
Philly, leave him alone.
They don't say Gucci, they say Gucci.
Nobody got the heart to wear fake clothes. You know what I mean? You gotta get
shit
together.
Yo, what girl got up there? That's supposed to be like, hold on, what's that for? We was cracking the fuck up.
Philly,
we gonna focus. We actually gonna show some love to somebody in the Philly area. To see what's good, see if they like this extra talk, because everybody listening, and I appreciate everybody holding, you know what I mean? 267-650, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name?
Where you calling from? Hello?
Got coochie in his mouth.
267-6. How do you know it's a guy? It could be a girl. She could be sucking.
That's
But we actually lost that call. Like I said, didn't really want to talk. If you really want to talk, press 1. If you don't want to talk, I won't bother you. Don't press 1.
I do not want to talk to 3 females. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Yeah, he's on the line.
We have another caller from the 443-314. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up with you, Honest? This is Apex, East Baltimore. I ain't calling
in
a while, so hey. What's up, baby?
Oh, my goodness. I just turned into a little toe touch. That's so sweet. I miss you. This is Apex.
What's up?
Yo, Philly, it's a coincidence that he called in. And Apex, I'm interviewing a lovely artist. Born in Detroit, repping ATL right now, Miss Action. You have to say hi to her and follow her
on
Twitter. How
you doing, Miss? How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up?
I'm chilling.
this guy right here used to be my pit bull, Rockwilder, lion, like, eat rappers for lunch. You still getting it in and be more eat rappers for
Definitely. Matter of fact, since I see you in the street arena page, I'm going to post a couple of my battles in the street arena page so you can see.
Yeah, that's DJ Big Philly's page, DJ Big Philly Meet Apex from out of B-more. I don't know if you guys know each other, but he's definitely a rapper.
No, we ain't met yet officially. What it be, brother?
What's up, man? When you coming up here to Atlanta? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, you got to come up to Philly.
Yo,
come up here to
Atlanta.
I got somebody coming up here to 24 from Detroit now.
He's in Baltimore. Apex is in Baltimore.
Matter of fact, we going on tour when it get warm. We coming to Baltimore. The battle pit.
Oh I ain't make it to the second Philly verse BMO and shit. And I ain't like the way how the first one turned out, so yeah, I gotta fuck somebody up.
Hey, look, I'm bringing like 12 rappers down there and like 2 females. We ain't losing none of them.
I mean, you might lose one if I'm in it. But yeah.
All right. Referee time. Whistle blow. Say no. Take that shit. Free arena. The battle page on Facebook. Yo, Miss Action, when I tell you, I love Facebook now because of this group. Like, all they be doing is just busting on each other. But they respect each other. They like, I respect you as a man, but as an artist, I'm going to eat you alive. Like, even they be having my host on there talking about, you look like you gel your baby hairs down. And they just be on each other so bad. Like, it's so bad. So good to watch. Entertaining. You ever argue with anybody on the battle page, Apex?
You said that I ever argue with anybody?
Yeah.
No, I don't do that shit. Because I'm one of them niggas. If it's rap, you can say all the shit you want to when you're rapping. I don't give a fuck about none of that. But after we rapping, don't talk that type of shit to me, because I'll actually snatch them up.
Yeah,
during the battle, everything's all good. 15-05. Yeah, regular.
Yeah,
they definitely good. Well, Apex, definitely thanks for calling in tonight, honey. I'm about to check in on some more callers, see who's all here supporting Miss Action. I gotta show you some love. I definitely miss you so big. That's what's up. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. No problem.
Miss Destiny, right?
Everybody joining on the show. This shit going down. Crazy. I'ma show some more love to some more music that we got the girl then. We gonna get to talk to Miss Action before she leaves, and definitely I got Dale Ass Bitch on fucking deck. Like, for real, I'm such a fan, like, and I appreciate that, and that's what I pretty much like to do here on Philly Shine Radio. It's a way, place where we all can get to know each other, trip the fuck out, and network and have fucking fun listening to banging music. Now I'm gonna come to Philly and show some love to my star at a showcase. We're gonna have a special interview with him next Thursday, February 2nd. I'm excited to let everybody on Philly Shine Radio get to know Ready Rock and 8 Gang. Shout out to everybody, 8 Gang, Garcia, Stiz, oh shit, you hot as shit, Cream, everybody, like, y'all know I fucks with all you guys. So many of y'all to name, Uptown, 8300, all y'all. But this is Ready Rock featuring Meek Mills, 36 off the track. I don't know. I don't even understand this drug dealer music, but this shit.
Think you sell, I'm a dope boy. That's in the
I just cut it out. She probably talking her ass off.
Hello?
You talking your butt off, ain't you?
Cool. This action.
You on Facebook?
Am I? Yes, I'm on Facebook.
No, that's me. Hello.
I'm you here.
Stalker. you gotta control yourself, Philly. You gotta control yourself. But
I'm trying to add everybody to the group. That's crazy.
Adam. You gotta get her as a friend first, too.
Yeah, I gotta get her. What is the Facebook?
The group name is Street Arena Battle Network.
Okay.
I just seen Miss Truth there. She just added herself. Wow.
I should say, Mister. But yeah, that was 36 by 36 O's by Ready Rock featuring Meek Mills, showing crazy love to Philly great music. That shit got me feeling like I could be a drug dealer myself.
Ooh.
I could do it. I'm put on Bang My Jeezy and Bang My Ready Rock and get it fucking trapped and say, you know what I'm doing? All right, everybody, we chilling live. I got Miss Action chilling with us, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really fucks with your whole movement, and I want to know, could you give, like, other female artists or up-and-coming artists, period, some advice on, you know what I mean, some of the things you've been doing? Because beyond being your great image and your good music, I know that you grind. Like, you know, Damel saying, she driving, she out. I know it's a couple times I talked to you, like, yo, I'm on the E-Way. I'll be driving for 10 hours. You know what I'm saying? So I really want to say I respect your grind. And could you, like, kind of elaborate and give us, like, you know what I'm saying, like, some information about what you've done. And, you know what I mean? Like, I say the hard times, but how do you keep your grind going?
Well, first of all, being from Detroit, you know, I'm used to just traveling. You know, before I really started grinding in the music, I was always going in and out of town. That's just how my mother raised me or whatever. And far as the music, I get a lot of projects in and out of town, and so I pursue them. You know, as I was telling you before, I'm nominated for Hottest Female of the Year in Mobile, Alabama. I don't think local. I think global. And in order to be global, you have to network globally. You can't just, you know, think local and network in your hometown because, you know, of course you're going to get love in your hometown, but I want people in other cities to know my music, hear my music too, because I feel like I make music for people. I don't make music for myself. So if I'm making the music and I'm not putting it out there, then what's even the sense of making it, you know? So that's just what it is. You know, I like to travel and move around, and the streets call me. And so when they call me, I show up.
She about her business, y'all. That's what's up. Definitely. How can we get you to come to Philly?
Remember when I came out to Philly? It was like, how long ago? It was about 3 years ago. Man, Philly got some good food. You know, I love to eat them.
Wow.
Yes, we do.
I love those sandwiches. I had a breakfast sandwich. Man, I was testing all kind of food down there. And I'm like, man, I'm loving this salt and pepper game. Because I love New Orleans food, too. Now, I lived in New Orleans for like a year. And I learned a lot of recipes because I love to cook, too. That's another thing that I like to do. I love to cook. So I can appreciate good food. And y'all got some good-ass food in Philly. I give y'all that.
We the fuck do. Yes, we do got some good food. Well, that's what's up. Yeah, I would love to welcome you here. We'll talk about it on the side. Get Miss Action to come to Philly and show the fuck off because I'm all about supporting the ladies. Well, we're going to
go back into the switchboard and truth tell, you gotta talk some more, goddammit. I don't like this price shit. You playing Price is Right. Are you?
No, I'm not saying. Do you hear Price is Right? You hear Price is Right.
From you. You can't have it on mute. Stop playing with Dick Big Philly's balls. I know he probably just came over your house and he and I got fucking
trouble. Honest, when I see you again, I'm just going to punch you right in your eye. Then I'm going to give you some concealer to cover it up.
You can think I bruise easily all you want.
I'm a fucking monster. We got a call from 215-941. Girl trying to punk me. Welcome to Police Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Wait a minute. Let me try again.
What?
215-941.
I didn't know you
were
opening up my phone. I was just listening.
Are you playing?
Stampede.
Oh, I just gave you the number.
Stampede, hey, honey. All right,
hey,
well,
up?
You go back down in a bit. Actually, I was just talking about when OC said you look like you gel down your baby hair. I was just talking about that.
Yo, why you saying you Photoshop, yo? Why you saying you Photoshop?
Yo, because I said it looked, because your picture or your jewel is like Photoshop, and then in real life you look way different.
You caught me on a rough day and shit.
Okay. Oh, you gonna look? So you gonna look polished and good for me on Friday?
Yeah, I got you.
You better. I ain't, all right. No more teasing you. But what you say?
I ain't had no parts in my braids or nothing.
I didn't say you had nothing in your braids.
No, I'm telling you, ain't had no part.
That ass shoes are all over here, not a down south folk.
Yeah, definitely, Stampede. You got out your Facebook information because you show a whole lot of love in the group, and you definitely go in hard. I like how you was like, no, that's my man. Him body bag. I like that. That shit was like, I'll be watching y'all. I really do. My shit back time. You were talking about body bagging somebody, I remember.
Oh, yeah, Large Mob, the new movement. Large Mob. Shout out to Large Mob.
That's what's up. Definitely. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to close your mic back up. You want to listen. Thank you, Stampede, because, yes, it is a lot of callers. I want to see what's up with my Miss Action supporters and definitely show you guys love. We got a caller from the 267. 650. Are you actually there now?
Yeah, I'm there. Sounding like
oh,
dominant.
Hey,
what's up, big girl?
That's VVS Stone, shining like a diamond. We
got a nice
love. Yes, and he's a nice, yeah. Wait till you come to Philly, girl. I'll show you all
the
nice
stuff. He's a nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice boy.
That's my nigga right there. He cool as shit. But VVS Stone, meet my special guest, Miss Action.
Oh, welcome. How you doing, Miss Action? Welcome to the city, you know. Congratulations on all your work. I've been listening in for a minute, and I hear you doing your thing. So congratulations on all that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Shout out to Big Philly in the building.
What's up, dog?
What's up, big homie?
That's what's up. Shout out to you, VVS. So let's get back into this topic for a minute. You know, stranger here, so don't act strange when I ask you this question. But you have a fuck to join. Fast. Yeah, go ahead, truth teller. There you go. That's my truth teller. I'm going to kiss your eye when I see you, boo.
Okay, I'm going to put you in your eye now.
I'm stupid.
I know.
I'm stupid.
But VVS, though, when's the fastest you ever bagged a bro, a blitzer, as they say in West Philly, blitz?
You're not saying it right.
I'm not saying blitz right.
Yo, what's the quickest you ever got a tweaker in the bed, dog?
A tweaker in the bed, that's funny. Shit. Probably like an hour. It took like an hour. But it wasn't on me. Like, it was like I was in the club one night. I was like 22, 23. I was in the club. Well, actually, it wasn't a club. It was like an after-hour club. And it was like this joint in there, and it was like she was like a little older than me, and like everybody was on her, like all the old-head dudes, all the dudes, everybody coming at her. And for some reason, I don't know, I was just standing drinking my drink, and she just turned around, and she walked up to me, and she just was like, I want to have sex with you right now.
Wow.
I used to, I knew her. I didn't know her, but I would see her around all the time, you know what I'm saying? She was like
okay.
a thorough Jones. She wasn't like one of the bullshit skag Jones out in the hood or nothing like that. Like, she was one of the thorough Jones, and she just was on that tip, and, like, she was, I was like, all right. And we
hey.
Sat right on. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah,
so
it in the club or in the car?
No, we went to the crib.
See, that's crazy. Y'all could do that. Y'all could do that stuff. I'm going to tell y'all the story. I said it before. It was almost a time I'll go in on it a little later. We're going to take another caller. I'm going to get my open stone because, you know, you a VIP here too as well. And I appreciate what you said about my guest, and I appreciate everybody listening to her because I'm showing her off. Damn ass bitch on deck. On deck. Everybody, that's the fuck deal. You know what I mean? We got a caller from the 8-3-3-4-8. 03, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? South Carolina. 803, hello? Hello.
803 is my people. They from 803. Most of my people.
Okay.
Well, I guess they just want to listen.
That's cool. We want check out. Oh, Jersey in the building. And we also got a caller from the 248-668-662. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Thank you so much for holding. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh.
248.
Yo.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey.
Yeah,
who they?
Action.
What's up?
What up, though?
What up, though?
What's your name?
Sure.
What's your name and where you calling from?
D Money. Calling from
D
Detroit.
Money? You calling from the D? Detroit Gator Capital.
All day.
That's what's up. Thank you so much for calling and supporting Miss Asia. How do you know her?
She came up here not too long ago, did a showcase of her at the club or whatever. I was feeling her style with that down ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? We need them. We got them all day around here, but you know, I was feeling that, and I like how she be grinding out here. She a real down ass bitch for real.
That's what's up. Thank you. Thank you.
Gonna say something amazing. I knew it. Let's show off the motherfucking war.
I just knew it. I don't know. I get a little mystic sometimes.
No, that
was wrong. Thank you for calling the show. Are you an artist as well?
For sure. No, I'm out here trapping, trying to get this money.
All right, well, definitely show off your Twitter, your Facebook, or, like, some type of information about networking here on the show.
No, I'd rather not. You know, I just call and support her. I'm out here chatting. I ain't got no Twitter or none of that social, but, you know, I love her, so, you know, I'm support.
That's
what's
up. Damn,
I love
real street goals. You know, the real street goals, they don't be on the internet. They like, oh, hell no. I don't need nobody following me.
Hell no.
They be paying people to run their shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely welcome. Well, E-Money, I got to ask you the topic question for tonight. We getting in your business. It's Too Freaky Tuesday, and I want to know, what's the fastest that you've ever had sex with a woman?
What you mean, dirty? Like, what you mean? Like, how fast to take the drawers off?
Yeah, how fast from meeting her to getting the drawers off, yep.
Oh, about an hour.
An hour for you, too.
I really want
a woman to call in and you chime in. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you the type of question. What's the fastest that you just met them? They say that a girl meet a guy and they go, I'm him. I've never experienced that myself.
They say you shake his head. He's like,
fuck out of it.
Yo, it could be. And I'm gonna tell y'all, all right, I'm gonna tell y'all a story. Cause Mick Philly swear just because my ass is fat, I let Roddy eat it or whatever. I don't know what he thinks or why he thinks what he thinks. But I was 18, yes. I was 18 at the time. And, you know, fresh out, my son's father has been locked up since then, you know. That's my baby. And, you know, I'm out in the world. All right, now it's time to, you know, get my own shit going. Tall brother, fine as shit. Like, I tell you, fine as shit. All we talked about was how fine he was. And all he talked about was how fine I was. And, you know, we went out and just talked about how we wanted to do it to each other. So I think it was like, maybe like 2-3 weeks passed because I was working and he was working. We couldn't even get a chance to get together. But by the time we started doing it, I swear to God, we did like 15 positions in like 4 minutes. It was like no connection with this dude. Like, I don't even. He can't have
15 positions in 4 minutes.
Damn,
no,
I could have been a fly on the wall on that one.
I was on time. I'm like, this ain't right.
I wish I could
have
been that vote to the corner.
Yo, I swear to God. And then I just got up. I mean, I even sucked his dick, you know what I mean? I was just, like, really trying to get all in the mood, all into it, you know what I mean? Even when he was eating me, I was, like, just nothing, like. And then once that happened and he kind of bit me, I just got up and got dressed. Like,
he bit you.
Like, I'm never doing no shit like this ever again. Like, I got to know you.
The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area.
Somebody need to be
muted. Please try your call again later.
Okay, who's calling the people?
The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
Who just called somebody by accident?
D. Oh.
I got
a phone. I think that was B Money. I just needed his phone.
Yeah, he's trapping.
We was taking too long. He's making another call, didn't hang up.
He's like, yo, man.
He's trying to find somebody to talk to. They're like, change my number.
But no, like, from that early on point, I'm like, I already know I'm not going to want to just do it to somebody just because they cute, you know what I mean? It's got to be more than that, like. I ain't getting wet and excited for just cute niggas because you tall and got cars and nice. I swear to God, I just got some stuff.
Go ahead with that.
You don't want
a motherfucker to come up with poetry and flowers and shit.
Not poetry, but like a real connection. I'm saying, like, you know, like, you excited. Something nice.
No, my brother, no more because it's a real connection for y'all to dump them. I'm cool.
Whatever. Like, I'm not
y'all,
that. I'm not heartless. Whatever. You a punk. Stop acting soft. Yo, you a man. You supposed to get your heart broken. Shut the fuck up. Like,
man,
stop acting
soft. I love
money.
Nah, please. Money gonna break my heart.
I already know sex is better when you got a connection. Now, y'all can have whatever type of fun y'all gonna have with these women. You meeting off ass, these guys are meeting off ass, but you already know it's fireworks when you really know a nigga. I know you can
vouch for
that, being a dick ass bitch.
Yeah, I can vouch for that.
Now I want to get into some more music. You know, we're going to focus back on my boo, Miss Action. Yes, you my boo now. we're going to talk about
Dylan. Oh, add this up to the group, please.
Yes, I'm going to add her to the group.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yes, my Facebook is Serenity Pain / Miss Action.
Oh, I'm a black boy. I can't spell. Hold up.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Sarah, I see you in the building, baby. I'm about to open your mic after I play the song, Down As This. Shout out to Farrell. He's also a VIP here. Very, very important.
I bet so.
But I'll let you say hello.
nasty, Miss Action. Did you like getting to know her so far?
Wow.
Pharaoh, 856.
Hello.
Yo.
Yo.
Just notice the number. Welcome, welcome, welcome back.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, I'm chilling, I'm chilling. I was just saying, did you enjoy getting to know Miss Action, my special guest tonight?
Very much so, very much so. She definitely sounded like she on her grind. Her song was the shit. Definitely was feeling that.
Thank you. That's what's up.
No problems, no problem.
Thank you for listening in.
So where are you from? Where he from?
Fire. Jersey, all day, 856.
Okay.
We got Jersey showing love in the building. Now we about to go into my song. You know what I mean? Actually, when I heard this song, I was like, now, this is fucking I'll dedicate this to my husband, whoever he may be.
I'm ready for a rant. Listen to nigga, I'm ready for a rant. Say, let me stop.
Who's the producer on this song, Dale Days, bitch? You know I'm triple polar.
Ain't nobody
triple polar.
I don't get that. How the hell are you triple polar?
Triple polar. Double. It's like a triple double. You know what triple doubles is in basketball? That's me.
Yeah.
My bipolar. Triple double.
Oh, okay.
Triple. Tri-triple polar.
She's six time polar. She got six different personalities, so motherfuckers, watch out.
Miss Action. I had fun. And shout out to everybody listening. I'm going to go into your calls. I really appreciate everybody who's called in. I think there's a couple calls I definitely didn't get to, and a couple new calls. I see 215. I'm just shouting you guys out. But spotlight is on Miss Action. Now, Miss Action, who is the producer for this song, Down Ass Bitch?
I recorded that song in Atlanta I can't remember.
Really?
He was from, what's his name? He's from New Orleans.
All right, it's cool.
Oh, his name is Trax.
See,
Trax.
There you go.
His name is Trax.
Shout out.
I work with so many different people. Sometimes it's hard to, you know, it's hard to keep up. But, yeah, shout out to Trax. He did his thing on
judgment.
There.
No judgment. I don't remember shit. Okay. So I write stuff down and I memorize and I study because I don't remember nothing.
Yeah, I have to write stuff down, too. Yeah, so much.
Mm-hmm. But y'all get ready to enjoy some more.
I just want to say a couple things about the song.
Go ahead.
I was inspired to write Down Bitch because I felt that I wanted to send a message to all the whack-ass females. You know, I wanted to give them some game. And at the same time, I wanted to let
them game.
I wanted to let the men know that it is still a lot of good female out here that's willing to hold them down, that ain't with that bullshit, you know. So this song really was, you know, for both sexes, for the men and the ladies, that I really wanted to send a message to.
Yeah, and it comes across, and yes, you put them on a game. I'm like, yeah, she put them on a game. Like, I like this song. Tell these bitches because they don't know what a down-ass bitch is. Y'all heard her. She was put you on a game. Shit, real.
Where I get this shit. Always I do when niggas you met. You can tell me anything cause I'm taught like that. I am just a down bitch. I am just a down bitch. I am just a down bitch. You don't need to know where I get this shit. I am just a down bitch. Always I do when niggas you met. You can tell me anything cause I don't talk like that. I am just a down bitch. I am just a down bitch. I am just a down bitch. You don't need to know where I get this shit. I am just a down bitch. I am just a down bitch. I'm a
mouth closed. You don't really see me around hoes. I tell a bitch real slick, I don't know. Don't know you, don't talk around you. I do a lot of shit that niggas do. I don't trust no bitch, ain't supposed to. This here bitch, I act a fool. My mind works like old school. What niggas love about me, I'm fan cool. Wanna hit the slab, I drive too. And I love to stay real cute. Say the wrong thing, I slap you. Look, motherfucker, I'm always go. Answer the phone, what up, though? Fuck niggas, I make my hoe. Independent, no tell, just show. Call my phone like 4 in the morning. If you got beef, nigga, I'm going. This one bitch you can count on. If I'm down with you, I'm riding for 'em. Loyal bitch, rough rider. If you need me, I stand beside you. Go get her. And a provider. Might go through some shit, but I'ma survive it. You don't need to know where I get this shit. Always I do when niggas you met. You can tell me anything, cause I don't talk like that. I am just a down bitch. I am just a down bitch. I am just a down bitch. You don't need to know where I get this shit. I am just a down bitch. Always I do when niggas you met. You can tell me anything, cause I don't talk like that. I am just a down bitch. I am just a down bitch. I am just a down bitch. Always about my business, never with that whole shit. I ain't about no gossiping, but I am about some tokens. I don't fuck with messy hoes, I am way too focused. Been stop arguing with simple bitches, giving free promotion. Remind you of a sister, cause yes, I am 1,000. Can't talk to me about anything, cause by my rules I'm sworn in. If you fuck with my crib, I'm yours then. If we get a room, I'm wild in. Only fuck with bitches every now and then, cause the rest of the time I'm grinding. If you say I ain't official, oh, you lying then. If you don't fuck with a nigga, I don't see him then. Hold a nigga down to the very end. If I don't fuck with you, bro, I don't pretend then. Real shit, I only comprehend. I'm loyal, bro, unlike most men. Tell me something, you ain't gonna hear it again. I keep tickets better than any friend. You don't need to know where I get this shit. Always I do when niggas you met. You can tell me anything, cause I don't talk like that. I am just a down bitch. I am just a down bitch. I am just a down bitch. You don't need to know where I get this shit. I am just a down bitch. Always I do when niggas you met. You can tell me anything, cause I don't talk like that. I am just a down bitch. I am just a down bitch. I am just a down bitch. You don't need to know where I get this shit. I am just a down bitch. I am just a down bitch.
I am just a down bitch. Broke that shit down for y'all. I am just a damn bitch. I love it. Shout out to Miss Action in the building. Chilling with us.
Did that song?
Say that again.
Miss Action, you the one that made that song?
It's a Plies remix. But yes, I am the one that made it.
Okay. Okay. I am just a damn bitch. I am just
I like it. You say that shit with conviction and that shit serious. I am just a damn bitch.
Yeah, it's also you can also, like I said earlier, you can also find a video on YouTube. The song is on iTunes and it's also spinning in the UK.
Definitely hot. It's spinning on Philly Shine Radio from now on. We want to check out some more callers before we wrap up this interview. Like I said, we got my homeboy, Pharrell Ramsey, in the building, VBS Stone in the building. Shout out to you guys. Definitely hardworking artists from the Tri-State area showing love on the radio show. But we have another caller from the 404 area code as well. 933, you've been holding on very patiently. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Fly Ty, calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
What's good?
What up, though, Fly Ty?
What's going on, bud?
What's
up, my nigga?
Welcome to the show. Hi. I see you've been listening in for a while. And are you supporting this action in down in ATL?
Oh, yeah. My checks will get 150% out of Fly Ty.
You know, that's my main. That's my primary artist right now.
Okay, introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Fly Ty. I'm a CEO of Heavyweight Management.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, definitely welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you were able to join us for tonight.
I was listening in. You got a crazy show, my guy. Me that motherfucker. Ask Fly Ty that motherfucking question. I got
a
story for you, motherfucking man.
He a fool on them hoes in Atlanta. Please ask him the question.
Yeah, I've been waiting on this. Hey, actually, I'm listening to it, right? So I heard it. So I'm like, damn, click me in. You know what I'm saying? I was going to do the little music thing, right? But shit, I want to talk about these hoes. Hey, yeah, I got a story for you. Push it out.
Damn.
The quickest I ever caught one in Slater, my partner opened up a gold store. It was, what year is this? This is 2012. This is in 2010. Oh, St. Patrick's Day. So my partner opened up a gold store. So I'm out there at the gold store checking it out and everything. So I go out to the car. I'm really going to go get me something to eat. So I see a little thick red, you know what I'm saying? She about 5'11", about a good 195. Right. So goddamn, I hollered at her, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, shit, what you doing? She was like, shit, just her daughter and that getting her hair braided. So I said, shit, let's go get something to eat. A little IHOP or Waffle House right up the street, right? So I pulled in the Waffle House. I was like, look, check this out. Damn this food, my nigga. You know how you and old boy was talking about how fine she is and how fine you were? I mean, how fine he was and how fine you were. So, you know, we both sweating each other in the wheel, right?
Uh-huh.
I said, fuck this food, my nigga. Let's go back to the crib, my nigga. Let's see what's really happening with each other. Then we can go from there. Man, I got in the IHOP parking lot, pulled a U-turn on that, took it back to the south side, and slayed her. I'm talking about, so we 45 minutes.
Shit.
45 minutes. She married, got kids. Shit, I still
she just wanted
to be real.
Pushing.
Yeah, she saw a real nigga when she seen it. You feel me? She saw the authenticity in this shit. I don't want no strings attached. We just do our thing. You feel me? Fuck with me when you want to fuck me. And shit, we can keep it on moving.
What you say, Fly Ty? You like when them hoes know how to play their position, huh?
Oh, yeah, them hoes play their position, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no bugaboo. I got too much going on in the streets. Fuck with the music shit to be goddamn chasing behind no broad, even worried about what she doing. So, long as they got down, when they caught, if they got them, they got to beat another bitch to the punch, though. Depending on what I got going on, shit.
That's fucking great. You know what I mean?
Real talk, but shit, you know, action tell you, a female to tell you, I'm a big boy to keep number of them hoes. I don't fuck with no niggas, you feel me? I get money, I do my thing, got my management company. Actually, like I said, actually my premier artist, man. Actually go back about 6-7 years. She first came down to the A, she was grinding. She was on the set of a video, one of my partners shooting a video. And I just saw her grind, you feel me? And I took a liking to her. Not even on no, you know what I'm saying, trying to fuck her type shit. We ain't never even kicked it like that, even looked at each other like that. It was just, I like the grind. I like folks that's on their hustle, you feel me?
Recognize real, you know what I mean? And then, like I said, I could identify that Miss Action is about her business just by just seeing how professionally her pictures are, the thorough music, and then the reputation behind it, because I have it sometimes. Like, shit, DJ Big Philly tries to fuck me all the time. But
I really want to see what you're looking like. I heard he's talking about how fine you is and then what he said. So I really like to get the visual on you. Yeah, I like to get the visual.
You hear Big Philly. He's frustrated. You know, he tries it all the time. It's like, no, he doesn't. Big Philly respects me. We cool. But, yeah, like, real recognize real. You do your shit. And I ain't mad at nobody getting their pussy or they tickle. I'm not mad if you're selling your pussy on GetItOn.com or
Backpage.com. Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. This my motto, right? I don't care what a broad do. However she gets the money. But one thing about Flat Time, I don't pay for no pussy. I got too much pussy coming at me to pay for some pussy.
I don't give a damn who you are. Roxy Reynolds. Roxy Reynolds tried me. Bitch, you better fuck me because I'm flat tire.
Oh, shit. He said names. He better get your ass out of here. Oh, oh, oh.
No,
he said names.
Real talk. Yeah, yeah. I'm prepared for pussy.
Yeah,
but actually, you know what I'm saying? She can have, you know, you also talking about the quality of her work. You know, that's one thing she's a real stickler on. Quality. You know what I'm saying? She can have a million different songs out there. The action try to when she's starting on a project, she really puts her all into it and perfection. I'm talking about she's driving engineers crazy. You feel me? With the quality of her songs and I like that grind, man, you know. So she's doing her thing and I feel like I said, she got 150% for me. I'm doing everything I can for her. We just out grinding, baby.
Thank you so much for calling up. Do you have a Twitter or a Facebook where we can follow you and network? Because we all about networking.
That's what's happening. Yeah, you can hit me on Twitter at FlyTie01, FlyTie01.
All right, FlyTie, I got you. I'm going to keep your mic open and chill with us as we wind down this interview. It's a couple more callers. I'm going to check out. Shout out to everybody listening in. I think that 215 number is somebody special. True Sellers, is that 215 number still there? 215-385 or something?
Yeah, y'all go on and do y'all thing, darling. What's your name again?
I'm Honest. I'm Honest Fire, and my co-host
Honest
is
Fire.
Teller. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's his name?
Her name is the True Seller. He's DJ Big Philly. He's just an ornament. He's just like our ornament for the night.
Okay,
yeah,
shout out to you, DJ Big Philly. Honest Fire, it's good meeting you. You know, like I said, I was listening to the show. I like the topics. I see you get real, you get real with your topics, and that's you know what I'm saying, that's what internet radio needs. That's what we need out here, a voice, you know what I'm saying, because it's a lot of topics other than the political topics and sports and gossip.
Yeah,
you know, they want to talk about some activities, you feel me? They got
some
action.
Yeah, that's one thing. Yeah, we try to talk about some action, right? Miss Action, Action,
right.
Action.
Yeah, be by that action.
But yeah, Philly Shine, for everybody listening, this is where we all want to relate and just show off and network, because at the end of the day, our music would be nothing without listeners. You know what I mean? Our grind would be nothing without supporters. So
you're
that's
right.
What we're here for. So I'm happy as fuck. And I want to first, before I ask this question, Ms. Action, I want to first tell you inspired me. You know what I mean? Just listening to you, even you being professional about when the interview didn't go down because I had my little human drama or whatever. We all human, and I appreciated you understanding, you know what I mean, and you welcoming, and then you wanting to be welcome to come back. Like, I really appreciate that. And I wanted to ask you, what are some of your influence for, like, you know, your music or even, like, who inspired you to just go forward? Because we all have that one push, or, you know what I mean, or... And one spark. Like, what would you say is your inspiration?
Well, my real major push came from a guy from Baton Rouge named Heartstopper. He was my main push when I first moved to Atlanta. I was doing spoken word, and he grabbed me up and he basically took me in the studio and basically was like, look, I already paid for the studio time. You just go in there and do what you do. He was like, you're not going to be doing spoken word. You about to rap. You about to lay down a track for me right now. You know what I'm saying? And he did that. And I went in the studio and I took off from there. Because the first time I got in the studio, it was probably about 5 or 6 people there, and they couldn't believe that was, like, my first time in the studio. They like, this her first time? And he like, yeah, man, I'm fuck that. I'm getting her in this shit. You know what I mean? So that was my biggest inspiration and one of my major push that got me out there. And secondly, I got a lot to say, you know. I just got a lot to say, and I need to be heard. And so from there, I just been inspired, you know, just inspired with what I need to say, what I need to get out. And, you know, that's a lot of, like you say, Honest, it's a lot of whack-ass bitches out here that need game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I love to be that voice. You know what I mean? I don't,
You know, and when I make my music, I keep that in mind. You know, I always keep that in mind because, you know, it's a lot of young girls that need somebody to look up to, that need somebody to give them some game. All of them, they kind of steering the wrong way. You know what I mean? So, you know.
I appreciate that. I fucked all the way. And then what I was going to say also, another thing I like about you, when you talk to you and you hear your music, just the same voice. So I can understand why they say you in the studio, damn, but you already ready to speak. You know what I mean? You have a voice ready to speak up. And I really like that you sound the same way you rap. Like, you can hear this. It's the same voice you speak with. Like I said, like, you can fucking hear the seriousness. Like, it's all, it's what's that word? I can't think.
Real.
Real. If you can relate to it, but I, that's the word for it. Fuck. Oh, man. Stupid brain. I'm just saying, basically, to describe the word that I'm looking for, I'm just saying that we could all be able to envision what you're saying because you're speaking with, like, a clarity and a fucking conviction. I don't fucking know. I'm trying to use a big word, but I don't like to say it. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather say I don't know before I start saying all stupid. What?
The question that you answer is yes, it is.
Yes, it is what?
She got that second. What the fuck y'all talking about?
As I was saying, yes, the number is still on.
Oh, okay, yeah. Open him up. That's my baby.
Okay.
No, some real shit. Earlier today, I was watching that show, The Talk, and the girl was trying to say ostracized. Now, I just learned what ostracized means like 2 years ago, my damn self. So what the hell she was saying on the show? But it was like, she said it wrong, and the other girl said it wrong. It was just, like, so funny. I'm like, I'd rather be like, I don't know the word. Y'all know the word I'm talking about, right?
Instead of using it wrong or saying it wrong, right?
I ain't got time for that. Y'all know, you know the word. This is what I mean. Like, keeping it all the way real. Like Miss Jackson said, her voice is real. What she's spitting is real. So you got to, you know what I mean, attached to it. So I fucks with shit like that. But, is that my dial phone on the line, 215-385?
Yo, what up?
Yo! What's good with you?
Hey,
welcome back to the show.
What it look like, Honest?
I'm chilling. I got my girl on the line from Detroit, repping ATL right now, and a lot of great people, a lot of great supporters. Miss X, my Southwest brother.
Bang, 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 a gang, bad luck. What it looking like, mama?
What up, though?
My face for our mother. What the
Oh, yeah, we know we got some real Philly niggas in the building, too, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Real niggas.
Shout out to funny-ass Big Philly.
Yeah.
Crazy in the back. Hey, Honest, yo, shout out to the boy that just got off the horn, too, the nigga from Atlanta, the nigga Fly Tie, because he's funny as shit. He just had me in my bag talking about these hoes. Shout out to that nigga.
On some real, you need to ask this boy about them hoes, yo. He got some stories for you.
I know him.
I know him. Baby.
I don't know him in the biblical sense, but I know him. No, I don't know him biblically, but I know Dom. You my sweetheart. Yeah, you got to tell us some stories on these hoes, because I remember a time when, before Street Arena, I used to always watch your Facebook page for your fucking because
I get in my bag.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
But what's the fastest you ever bagged these hoes?
Man, I ain't even gonna lie to you, baby. I'm cute, so. You know what I'm saying? So I can. It sometimes it's automatic, baby.
I see this little nigga.
I don't don't want to toot my own horn or nothing, but you toot out this motherfucker.
You beat it.
Hey, yo, by the way, we got a battle this Friday. Yeah, this Friday, I need everybody to be there to watch me body bag this little nigga. His nickname, I'm going to call him Squirt. That's his name. So I battle this nigga. The nigga named Squirt. So shout out to Squirt, nigga.
Mm-mm-mm.
Bad luck with Nova from Brickyard. That's a good luck. Cut it.
All right. Answer the topic question. What's the fact? Stop being cocky. We want to know the juicy story.
Real shit. I'm going to keep it funky with you. I bagged a broad, and this is no exaggeration. I swear it had to be like a half an hour. It was that quick. Like, it was on some just
where was
walking
your
down the street. We was out in front, in the hood. Shorty was walking through with her girlfriends. It was a summer day. I was standing on the block. We was grinding. I guess she thought I was cute and I had more money than what I did. I talked a little fly shit to her. You know what I'm saying? I talked a little fly shit to her, and 15 minutes later, I was busting her ass. I swear to everything I love. Had to be 30 minutes tops.
That's
you know,
funny. That's
it's
funny
easy sometimes.
Shit.
Did you call her back afterwards? Never the chrome, brother.
You know what? That's why. And I'm going to tell you, that's why I never give out my number when I'm walking down the street. Because I feel like they're like, where you going? The fuck that way? Nigga, like, what you mean where I'm going? No, I'm Chacha.
Hey.
What you mean, Chacha? Who are you? Like,
cut that
I'm
out.
Chacha.
Cut that out. You know, if a nigga cute enough, you going to stop. And if the nigga got game, it can go down. Don't do that.
Ain't no. All right. Let me go. All right.
Keep it funky.
I always come into situations where I know it be fucked up, yo. I swear to God, yo, that's why I just guard this pussy like it's my fucking life because niggas get me, yo. I be telling you I got the worst stories. I got so many stories of almost fucking niggas. This is a fucking shame because I'm sexy, yes, and yeah, I do, you know what I mean? You know, the time when I want to meet guys, and I can meet a guy easily. So, and I've shared this story already on Fully Shine Radio because I don't have many stories. But it was this guy I met.
Talking.
Yeah, it's honest. It was this guy I met. His name was Lucky. When I tell you about the action, I tell you Lucky was fine as shit. Lucky was fine as shit. And he
shout
actually,
out to Lucky.
Yeah. It was
Lucky.
When I first started doing a radio show in 08 or whatever, he actually, I met him and I was waiting for a cab, but it wasn't coming. And he was like, fuck it, I'll get you a ride. So I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? He gave me a ride up to the studio of 69th Street. He was like, all right, cool, I'm going to listen to your radio show, and maybe I'll come back and give you a ride home. So I'm like, oh, that's so nice. So I had to do the radio show for like 3 hours. He came back and got me at like 1:30 or whatever. So he drives me home. He's telling me how much he liked the radio show. We start smoking, everything cool. Then, you know, we go get something to eat at the diner. Then, you know, we start kissing in the car and stuff. So I got my own place. I'm like, yeah, come back to my place. I'm sun away, yeah. Let's just do it. Like, whatever. Fuck it. Your name Lucky. You fine as shit. It's about to be on and popping. So we get all the way down to butt-ass naked. And you know how the guy's supposed to go reach for the condom, right? He didn't reach. So I'm like, wait a minute. You don't got no condom? He was like, no. So I'm like, okay. We ain't doing nothing. So then the motherfucker says, well, let me just stick it in your butt. So
wow.
Oh, hell no.
Yes. I just got up out the bed and was like, scared as shit because he could have raped me. You know, I don't even know this motherfucker. Me being dumb and all full of cum and shit, you know. I'm like, here I go again, get myself in trouble with these fine-ass niggas. All right, good. So I got him out the house because I'm like, I don't trust you, Lucky. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. I'm not fucking you raw. I just met your dumb ass. Like, get out of my house. Like, please, if I call the cops.
And that's what I said to him. Like, I will call the cops, like, right now. It's real hype. Like, I will call the cops. Like, can you just go? And, like I said, I ain't never did nothing dumb like that again. Like, I'm cool. I want to know a person first. I want to know that you know these kind of. I want to know that you know how to, you know what I mean, my favorite things and shit like that. Like, I'm cool. I don't remember bad stories. Shit. Damn.
Yo, talk about your forehead.
Man.
Leave my forehead alone. Yeah.
Hey, honest. That spontaneous shit is the best, mama.
You said what?
That spontaneous shit. That's the best shit, yeah.
I mean, we could do spontaneous things, but, because, like, shit, I've gone, you know, guys have taken me and my girlfriend to Virginia, you know, on first dates, New York on first dates, and not expect nothing, and we still have fun and able to build the relationship. It's just always
true.
Better, because every single time I ever tried to do something fast, I always fuck myself up, like,
right. So it's something unexpected.
Like, karma gets me. Karma be like, bitch, you ain't doing it right. Like, get it together. But,
hey.
Yeah, you know.
What's your guest name?
Huh?
What's your guest name?
Miss A.
Yeah, I fuck with your song, Shorty. That shit, it was rocking. I was in here bobbing a little bit.
Talker.
Okay. Yeah, that shit rocking. We still got a question?
Hello? I'm still here.
Okay, cool. Shout out to Twitter for everybody just tuning back in. And like I said, we can write the wine and for the show. We had such a great time tonight. Great time. Miss Action, you want to shout out to Twitter?
Yeah, my Twitter is @MissAction. That's action spelled with an X. MSAXTION.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Time.
You can just Google me. Yeah, you can just Google me. You can find me on Twitter. I'm all over the internet. Just Google Miss Action. MissAction.
856 is open. Is it Truth Teller? 856-916. Open his mic. Mr. Farrell just texted me. I see that.
916?
Yes.
Okay, it's open
yes,
now.
Yes. Now, Ms. Action, this is the final question. How can we collab, and how can others be able to collab with you? Like, what is the process? Are you EMI, ASCAP? What's the process? Because I know I would love to collab with you. I would love to.
Yes, I'm an ASCAP member, of course. They would just have to hit me on my Twitter, and we'll see what we can work out, because it's a process, you know. It's a process. It depends on who it is. I'm not trying to just collab with anybody. You know, I have some, you know, I have all kind of people coming at me and stuff like that, and I am about quality, you know. When you branding yourself, I learned that you can't just fuck with anybody, because everybody is not trying to deliver the same message that I am. You know, everybody have their own, you know, everybody have their own mission or their own style or whatever. So, you know, I'm not just too quick to just jump, you know, I'm not too quick to jump with any and everybody. So it's a process.
Why
but you know, of course I collab
why,
with you, honestly.
Yeah,
you know that.
Say,
that's a given.
Watch how quick, how fast I can hear in a fucking song, y'all. It's going to be sick. This shit, like 15 minutes, I know.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. I'm talking shit. Shut up, true seller. Don't say that. Don't say that. That was like a right
fine.
Who?
Me, Farrell.
Ask who the topic question.
Hello?
What's your question? No, that's not me. What's your question, dog? That's right. I ain't ever get to ask the topic question for the night, man.
Oh.
Y'all
said
that shout out
from our old
ex-click.
No, we did not. I thought your mic was still open. But Farrell, yeah, we played the music. We played the music. But Farrell, from Jersey, from Camden, where all that shit goes down at, you know what I mean? What is the fastest that you've ever bagged a girl, blitzed her?
Hot question for him, too. I definitely got a question for me. You got a question for me, too? Yeah. right, I'll answer this one quick. Actually, the fastest was 2 hours.
2 hours? Where were you?
And that was close. I was in Bristol. So I was just passing through, saw some shorty, and started talking with her. We hit up the mall, saw a movie, rented out a room at the hotel, and that was it. 2 hours.
Oh, dog, you ain't supposed to spend no money on him.
My thing is, I'm gonna keep it real. I wasn't gonna sit here and bring her all the way back to my house in Jersey. Like, that's not gonna happen. And I wasn't gonna sit there and hop up into her mama crib in Bristol. So I was like, you know what? Fine, fuck it. I'll just do the room.
Yeah, Farrell, like, I need some space to bust this pussy open. Like, I need space in the
bed. Hey, look, it was from night till morning. So that's just.
See? She got his money's worth. See?
Hey,
yo, look, this is a question I got for you. I'm looking for rappers that battle in Camden. I can't find none. I'm looking for Camden to get in this thing now, man. Camden, I could put the word out for you. There's always Trax, Trigger, and Dev Wade, but. Yeah, I can put the word out and let people know. Right now, I got Chester coming, but I don't have Camden, so you know what I mean.
No, we will. I'm gonna shop that out for you, Mr. Big Philly, too. Looking for Camden, battle rappers. I got a lot of Camden people on my shit. I hope y'all. I love Big Philly. Big Philly is my homie. I know he was fucking with me all night and shit, trying to bully me, but. I will call the cops on him too. Like I don't play that shit. I will after I try to fuck a nigga up with some big shit, I'm gonna call the cops on him because I ain't fighting ass fear.
I just know the shit you was talking about.
Huh?
True said try to call the cops on me.
True.
I just try to call the cops on you. So True said.
She said
what
True said.
Look. This is the whole story. I'm packing everything up, and she's there, she's waiting for the cab. I'm like, look, you want me to take you home? She's like, you don't get the fuck away from me, I'm going to call a cop. I was like, damn.
He lied his ass off.
I was like,
no, he lied his ass off.
Yo,
you
know what, y'all crazy.
You talking about, you know what, I'm like trying to do something to me.
Trustworthy.
I don't think you're lying, though. I ain't going to lie. Because, like, I remember trying to get honest. Like, yo, we sitting at the mall. I got the tickets from her for my show and stuff. I'm like, yo, you need a ride home? She's like, no, I'm good, good. You need a ride home? No, I'm good, I'm good. Like, I had to sit there basically until I get in my fucking car.
Yo, three times, man. She was arguing with me. She's like, I don't know. You might try to do something to me. I'm like, yo.
Yo, you know what? I'm going to ask. I got to ask. Truth teller, the topic question. Truth teller.
She's been avoiding it all night. She's been sitting here. I press all buttons. That's all I do. Press buttons.
You know what? I'm gonna play one more song. We're gonna go into X and Truth teller and Miss X and the topic question. Stop interviewing.
Hey,
shout out.
Yeah, we want to hear from the ladies. What's the quickest job that the two of do? How about that? Y'all got some stories.
I got a story. So mine's 4 days.
4 days. Oh, my God.
Who said that?
Honest.
4 days.
That's a
relief. Yeah,
it was.
You know what's crazy? And you know what's crazy? The dude, he was so... banging, like, he was so banging, I just had to fuck him, and then I really liked him, but he thought I was a smut, because then, like, it was crazy, because, like, we, 4 days in, like, we already went out, he met my mom and shit like that, I was, you know, I got a son, you know, my son is, I've been fucking for a long time, so, anyway, you know, he met my mom, and she was so cool, but I'm a little more mature, so I think after a while, like, and I'm Muslim, so,
you know, like, we were saying that we was really going, like, do a real big, get married. And once we were saying that, like I said, it was, like, probably, like, a month later or whatever, we really want to get together. I came to his house, and I had some lingerie underneath my clothes or whatever. And then he was pissed off. He was like, where the fuck you buy that from? Who you buy that for? I'm like, what for you? You turned crazy on me, right? He thought I was easy. So I'm like, shit, but. Yeah, whatever. Who gives a fuck?
Hey,
you know what I mean?
You keep it. We want a real story. We want one of y'all to tell that story. Y'all want tweaking, and y'all ain't trying to say it. I want one of a real story. You got fucked up and woke up in the bed next to a nigga. One of them.
Nah.
I want a real story.
Well, I got a story. This misaction. I got a story. I don't get drunk, so I don't wake up in beds with guys and don't, you know, like that. But,
yeah, know where you at.
Yeah, but mine was 24 hours.
That's what I'm talking about.
This dude.
Real
I fucked this dude in 24 hours, but shit, we end up being together. Well, let me start from the beginning. Okay, I met, you know, I'm in Detroit. They got this park called Belle Isle. So we met at Belle Isle. We exchanged numbers. I thought he was sexy. You know, he was real cut up, brown skin, nice body. You know, we digging each other. So we exchanged numbers, and he called me, like, the next day. So he come over my house the next day, and we fucked. But we got a kid together.
No,
I didn't get pregnant that night. Of course, we used protection that night, but we stayed together. I stayed in a relationship with him for, about 7 years.
Man,
and we fucked within 24 hours. So that used to always be a story that we used to sit up and talk about and tell our friends and shit like that, that, like, we fucked within 24 hours, and I just got that good-ass pussy. You know what I mean? So, yeah, he fucked me in 24 hours, but shit.
I gotta keep it coming back. I know that's the fuck,
you
right?
Got that good-ass shit, or he done did his job right. That's
a little bit of both. Look, a little bit of both.
I keep it real with you. I'm gonna sit there and say something. Ladies, I gotta say this. I'm sorry. It's gonna hurt y'all feelings in a moment, but I gotta say this. I mean, I love the confidence in a woman to sit there and say, I got the ish, but at the same time, you gotta give men credit. If the man put it down right, you may have got the ish, but you're gonna be hooked on fire. That's just really the case.
Like, shit, nigga, please. Like,
but honest, If he ain't had no good dick, then you wouldn't be fucking with him.
Definitely wouldn't, no. Hell no.
Yeah, but wait. But you know what?
I
have something to say on that one, though. Right?
Cause I know. Go ahead. Go on, Truth. We about to open up everybody's mic and just have a little fun.
I really
want to
hear Truth say something about
it. Check it out, right? I've known niggas that have shitty-ass dick game and then tell me and be stuck to me on the phone, literally calling me, yo, when can I fuck again? When can I fuck again? Yo, you got that shit. You got that shit. And I'm like, nigga, I'm busy, nigga. I'm like making up all kind of excuses, like.
Yeah, I got a couple niggas that I've just only got it once, and this one dude still calls my phone 10 years later. Like he plays on my phone all the time. Like you only can get it, and
y'all
I'm changing my number.
Y'all
gave me like, that's the ever. Dylan, your mic open, baby.
Y'all gave him heads. I pray.
I ain't got. I don't do no stuff like that. So.
Yo, it's girls that still do that. Yo, everybody suck dick. Cut that shit out.
I sucked it, but I don't have to.
You better cut this out because a girl will.
I'm saying I like
it
a lot. Get a lot.
Y'all not keeping it real. Go ahead.
I'm keeping it real,
please. I could suck a dick. I could suck a dick good, but if it's already hard and it's hard as shit, I'm just gonna jump on it. I'm not gonna, like.
Yeah, hold on, wait. Oh, never mind. I'll say that one. Never
go,
mind.
Let it go. And
yeah,
I
y'all freak the fuck out. I just want to say y'all freak out. Like, I caught this shit. I was asleep. I ain't going home. Listen. It's your boy Rob Dillinger, man. I just blew a crazy L, so that's why I came into the show so late. But I walked into some freak shit. All y'all need to see somebody. Okay, all y'all need some help. All y'all need some help. The niggas, too. The niggas need some help. Big Philly, you need some help. Tia, you need some help. All y'all.
I'm trying to be real with them, man. They try to act like they don't see shit.
My favorite chick with the accent, the down south accent. No, you don't need no help, bro. But everybody else needs some help.
Action is her name.
No, that's it. Yeah, you don't need no help, but these niggas over here.
That's what's up.
You, Mr. Dillinger, had any good dreams lately?
Huh?
I said you had any good dreams lately?
This
nigga's a runner.
Sure.
All types of freak shit. Dillinger has a kid every 6 months, okay?
Damn.
Hold on a second.
It's a set of twins every 6 months.
But see, honest, I don't deny it, though. You be seeing my tweets. That shit say full-time dad, part-time rapper. See, a lot of niggas, they be having their priorities fucked up. I buy a box of Pampers before I go to the studio. So I'm going to keep it.
Why don't you
want to
come on here and say we need help, but you got like 12 babies?
No, I got
half
a dozen.
High noon and shit. Like, let's get
it on.
A chick can't never say
she can't get pregnant. I can't miss. So if you think that you can't have kids, I got you. It's not
Damn.
You, it's your dude.
You know what? I'm going to fuck Rob up.
I love this show.
I'm going to smack you next time I see you, Twin. I'm going to smack you.
The callers make this show amazing. It was
Yo,
fucking funny
every
shit.
Time I have a baby.
Yo.
Yeah,
I
didn't
know you were going to be on. Let's have a baby.
Damn,
I think that's what Lucky was trying to do to me that night. Fucking freak ass nigga.
Yo, I got some free topics for you that you can have. That I know a lot of brothers that ain't gonna call in because they scared to talk about it.
Oh, we got to get a lot of females scared to talk about it too, because we ain't got no female callers in.
It's a lot of
people
out here that's eating ass now. This shit crazy.
It's a lot of people that like eating ass, too. I ain't into that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Too
nasty,
nah.
You know what?
Someone got your ass besides wanting to clench it.
That don't happen. No, that's nasty. Sit there, sit there, eat. Go ahead, eat ass. Find yourself with a piece of corn in your teeth. That's nasty. That's just.
Before we close out the show, I'm going to show some more love and play some music.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
They call it Freaky Tuesday, whatever. See, but it's more guys. That's why I told you, girls, say, they talking about like
I think it's some people from 404. All right, we're going to go into this music for my homeboy, Sean Cigar.
You have too many people online. You gotta go ahead and let it go, girl.
I'm gonna listen to some music. Y'all wanna listen to some music? It's only gonna be like 3 minutes. And it's a hot song. You gonna like it. Sour B Money. Who can't relate to that? Sour B Money. You gotta have big money to buy this shit.
You got big ass head, that's why.
Yo, you got some strength? Yeah, what you looking for? Come on, hurry up. Order some perp. We ain't got no perp today, yo. We got sour D.
Dude,
I got you. All right, you're right. Right, Big Philly. You got it. Maybe you jinxed it.
I jinxed it.
I'm going to have an interview coming soon with my boy, motherfucking Sean Cigar. He's releasing some new music. I'm such a fan. I love his fucking swag and everything. So, no, I fucking love you. Get on Twitter so we can tweet each other. I barely be on Facebook unless I'm in Street Arena Battle Network. I don't be on Facebook. That be the Food Network. What y'all doing over there? We gonna make sure everybody that's on the line, if you're on Facebook, we on Street Arena Battle Network. It's just entertaining, and I really feel as though hip hop is about skills, showing your skills. Yes, I'm better than you, or you know what I mean. No, you ain't better than me. And yeah, kiss my ass and fuck you too.
Wow. The new Rob Dillinger on his fire track coming soon, though.
Hell yeah, you already know. You already know. I've been in my bag lately, you know, had that situation with them hoes.
Truth,
how is she there? I'm here.
I want to hear your story.
We were saving her. We were saving Truth Teller's story.
No, we ain't saving. We got to talk about pussy. Come on, get on here, girl.
All right, go ahead, Truth Teller. Talk about the pussy. And then we do shout-outs because I guess Big Philly just took over my shout-out.
Okay, so what am I supposed to be doing now?
Talk about the pussy.
I can talk about a couple things, right? I've been told that by certain niggas, you know, that if I lose my ass, they're going to kill me straight down flat. I've been told that I have some good-ass pussy. I done had, no lie, nigga pump 3 times and come. I done had, that happened a couple times. I done had, yo, it's just crazy.
I just want to say that, like, Kia, that, like, I'm your twin.
I'm sorry, twin.
Now, I'm your twin.
Hey, Blaine, get Big Philly.
Yo, that boy sound like he got a metro.
Blaine, he's trying to come at you, twin. You know what? You stupid. bully. You ain't even gonna have to answer her question. Yes,
hey,
you
hey,
are.
Hey, Big Philly, how tall are you?
I'm 6'9½".
Okay, because you know I hate tall people. My little I hate tall people because I am so short. I literally, every time I see a tall person, I want to kick him in the shin, literally.
She told me a lot of shit at the show I did not want to hear.
Shut up, no idea.
I'm a fucked up and don't make me call the cops for you. I was like, yo, she's snapping on me.
Yeah,
you ain't buying your ass off. I was fucked up, but I ain't never tell you I was going to call the cops on your ass.
Hey, your corner's brother and sister. Stop fighting. We cool. We go back to showing off, talking shit.
I don't like Dutch niggas.
I'm miss action. I want to close up and let it be known that I had fun getting to know you more, Miss Ashton. You cool as shit, and I thought you were a down-ass bitch for me, and I want to be a down-ass bitch for you, yo, some real shit, like, all the way
home. You know what?
The day that you and somebody else, y'all was tweeting, I'm a down-ass bitch in my Miss Ashton voice, that shit had me rolling. I'm like, that's what's up. This must be the person with the metro, because I can't hear you. What you say? I'm just fucking with you.
Fuck out of here. I get a big Philly drop.
Can you get a big Philly drop?
Yeah, of course.
As a matter of fact, I'm gonna make sure I give y'all each other's number, because at the end of the day, Big Philly is definitely mixing music right into his set, because he's a great DJ.
Okay, I love DJs.
Yeah, you heard her. I love DJs.
I want to also, for the late comers, I want to shout out my Twitter once again. It's Miss Action, MSAXTION. Follow me on Twitter, because y'all know y'all can't keep up otherwise. So follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, I swear to God, I'm going to marry somebody down south. That voice is ridiculous.
You like that voice, huh?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Miss Action.
I'm keeping it G. Oh, my fucking God.
I want to also talk about the Real Talk. You said you're nominated for the Real Talk Magazine Awards, right? Is it a way to get some votes for you?
For Best Female Artist of the Year?
Mm-hmm.
I said I'm nominated for Best Female Artist of the Year by Real Talk Magazine.
Is it a way that we can vote for you?
Oh, yes. You can go to realtalkurban.com and vote for me.
Right, cool.
Best Female Artist, Miss Action.
What is it again? I'm about to just put it in my browser right now.
Realtalkurban.com.
Okay.
I need that because I say, you know, if I win that award, I'm going to do a cartwheel, a backward flip, and then I'm going to perform.
Fucking real.
What the fuck is a backward flip?
I know how to do it, right?
Look, Big Philly, just take your pants off, and I'll show you what it is. Take your pants off.
Damn, you don't do a flip on your dick.
Oh, shit, man.
Hey, that's a pole vault. That's not backflip.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be good today.
We had a lot of bangers.
I don't want to wake up the baby.
This shit is hot. Shout out to Truth Teller being good, because she's a fucking good girl. We do have another caller who didn't answer the topic question, and he better not be corny. And you know I'm talking to you, Dillinger.
Hey, Dillinger, listen. We want to hear the first time or the quickest time you got with a tweaker between the time you met her and the time you was hitting it?
Yes, we I'm gonna say
about an hour, because I was up at I was up in Montgomery County, and I had just got released out of going my 2 year there. My cousin put me on his white joint. As soon as he put me on, it
released.
Was like, it went down from the gate.
How are you better get some pussy as soon as you get out of jail?
Damn, he just got released. No, that shit was good.
That's one thing I haven't ever did. I've never fucked a guy fresh out of jail.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, we go to jail.
Fantasies about a nigga just fresh out of jail busting my ass open. But I don't.
But wait, honest. That don't apply for all niggas, because it depends on how long he was in there. He might have been on another note. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. I did 6 years.
And that's another reason that counts my fantasy. I'm a fantasizing person. I got a real active imagination, you know what I mean? But I don't go through all of it. I'm a punk bitch when it comes to shit like this. But I have thought about it a few times, like nigga fresh home from jail, bust my ass open, like, but yeah, you can't trust them jail niggas. They come home with dicks in the butt. Like,
I ain't gonna lie. This motherfucker's up there getting 1-3 turning gay. I ain't gonna front.
Yeah,
yo,
no, like, what the fuck?
Yo, it'd be them niggas who don't got them long days. They just be in their bag. They be in their free bag.
It means you got to have a long day. I had a 6 to 12, and I ain't go that way. It's about who you was when you first got in there. If you was a man when you got in there,
I agree.
Okay, y'all, listen.
I just
submitted my vote for Miss Action. That's female artist.
That's what's up.
I'm about to go do mine, too. That's what's up. Yeah, that's real support. And know you got it over here, Ms. Nation, because that's why I wanted to have you on the show. I really like your voice. Like, I really do.
I'm the first one to say I like her voice before all y'all.
No, you wasn't.
Now,
you wasn't on
like
the air.
Voice. That's ridiculous.
You wasn't on the air. So get out of here.
You dick riding.
Is it dick riding if she bad, though?
First of all, no, it's not Dick Ryan. It's Dick Ryan because you trying to act like you foundation some shit on my show. Like, come on now. You for real.
But honestly, I think Dick Ryan with you, too.
I know you are.
Dick Ryan with you. Motherfuckers be like, I ain't fucking with Honest. And I be like, hold up. She's the best promoter in Philly. Hands down.
Let's go into that. I'm
going to give her a prize. Don't let nobody talk shit around her about me. Or me about her around me.
I love it. And you know what they say about me, this action? You know what they say about me, guys? They be like, Honest made me sell all the tickets. Honest want me to show up early. Honest don't let me do
what?
Any songs. Like, fuck out of here, nigga. Shit, take your shit.
That's a
just
play.
They
complain about stupid shit that you ain't supposed to let them do.
Wait, I got to say, like, the dude that was complaining because I don't even know who he was, but at the last showcase, dude was complaining because OC was getting on him. Like, he was like a true softy. Yo, I wanted to be like, where you get him? Nigga, where you get him?
What'd you say?
You talking about it was Miraculous and Young Torch, because he was even going at how Young Torch had his boots. He had his genius tucked in his boots.
No, that guy, what's his name? The guy, the one that was supposed to be the assassin guy, I think.
He's talking about his jacket. I remember, Boy jacket was plastic and shit. Why you gonna get on stage with a jacket looking like a trash bag? Like, come on.
One thing you see on my show, look at a mess, big OCD door, definitely busting you. I never forget this nigga. First of all, the last time I cursed somebody out in my show, because I don't even do it no more, because I feel like it's out of my character to have to curse out grown people for not doing what they were supposed to do or keeping their word.
You know what I mean? Now I just keep it simple. But that's the last motherfucker I cursed out. When I tell you he showed up, I asked artists to be there before, at least before 9:30. If you're not going to make it at 8 by the sound for the sound check and organization, at least be there before 9:30. He shows up at 11 o'clock in an all-white suit and white shoes and a black shirt.
Oh, I wish I could have seen that.
I think he was R. Kelly standing for happy people and shit. He had braids and everything.
Hold on, wait, did he just get off his prom?
First of all, he shows up at 11:30, dressed to kill. You know, shit. What the fuck?
Showcase
is going
almost
on?
Over.
That nigga look like 007.
Yeah,
hey,
look,
look,
like.
I ain't gonna lie, some of them girls be going up there fucked up too. Like, they be like, yo, I'm sexy as shit. I be like, no. Hey, Nick Philly, nah. I be saying the same shit, cuz.
Hey, bitches, like, they come to my shows no more. I don't have that.
They don't get it on.com.
Yeah, I know. But the bull come in, he like, I'm ready to perform now. I'm like, well, you're not. He was a part of the showcase, so I was expecting him. And it wasn't like I wasn't going to let him perform now. I think I say you got to wait 3-4 people. This nigga all in my face, all hype, and I'm from Southwest. I don't play that shit. I come in right in his face like, nigga, who the fuck you think you talking to? First the fuck of all, it's my shit. You going to go on when I say you going on. And then all my people see me hype. Next thing you know, my homie put his arm over my shoulder, took me one way, and two people put their arms over his shoulder and took him the other way. Exactly.
No,
like,
he was not about to be white no more.
When I tell you he don't like me, he is so mad at me, it's ridiculous. Honest, I ain't there. Fuck you. Even Beyonce shows up early for sound check. You know what I mean? Like, have some fucking professionalism about your ass. I love when people.
Right. That's your idea. That should be your next show.
What?
Professionalism. What, on stage and perform and shit, like the tight jean wearing shit, yo, that shit, oh my God. Yo, that shit is ridiculous. That shit, he was looking like a pin. That shit was so funny. Yo,
that's
fucking, how you gonna jump around on stage with tight ass jeans? Like, what the, oh my God. You be getting up there
funny.
With your hair fucked up. But, Philly, you know what it is? It's because these chicks not saying nothing. These chicks got to start checking these niggas, man.
If I went there and checked every nigga that I seen was wrong, yo, it'd be like I'd just be having a line of people lined up and I'd be boxing every nigga I talked about, seriously.
These
niggas, because they be having a girl with them and shit, and they shit all just as tight as hers, and she like, baby, I love you and all that shit. You know what I mean? It's like,
on some real shit, y'all can't come at people like that because at the end of the day, you know what I mean? If somebody come out and they got their shit on, that's what they chose, and especially if they like them, you know what I'm saying? That's their fucked upness. Like my ex, I remember I was trying to pull off this hot pink wool hat that was like fluffy, you know what I mean? And he just snatched it off my head. I was like, I want to wear it. It's so cute and soft. He was like, this shit look a mess, you know? You know what I mean? He straight snatched the head off my head. It was like, we're not
but
going
honest,
out. Like,
that's a hat. I'm talking about, like, us as men, we got dick and balls. Your dick and balls should not be constructed. Like, it shouldn't be constructed at all. You're just supposed to swing. That's your third leg. You're supposed to swing between your thighs. Because you're wearing plastic sneakers and shit and big ass glasses with no lenses in them, and what the fuck is that?
Them too. I did my show with that shit.
Yo, I just seen the craziest fucking motherfuckers come on your show.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying this about your show because your show is the shit. I'm saying, if you're a fucking nut before you get on stage, you're going to be a nut when you get on stage. That's what I'm saying. Like, these niggas is nuts.
But you know what? Yeah, that's true. But at the end of the day, I try to give people constructive criticism. And then at the same time, that's why I have the radio show, so we could know what music we about to hear when niggas hit the stage. Because 9 times out of 10, you know what I'm saying, we're going to make sure the hottest artists are coming out to Diamond Spotlight, bringing their supporters and having fun. And all you hating motherfuckers who can't sell tickets, show up all the time or take tickets and not bring the shit back, or lie and say you promoting on to me and you really selling your pussy, I don't fuck with you no more. You know? Like, I don't.
Well, wait, who's selling pussy? Because I know niggas.
I swear to God, right?
We can't give out no names.
I ain't giving out no names because I don't want to promote that whole shit. But
all right, well, just tell me who to follow on Twitter and Facebook. I got the right.
And what's crazy is when I found out that she was, who put their phone on speaker? Oh, I don't know. But when I found out she was selling her pussy and shit, I was like, well, bitch, like, if that's what you want to do, like, where you could go out of jail,
you're anonymous,
honey. Niggas do that shit all the time. They be like, yo, I just took these girls in, probably made so much money, we had so much fun. Like, if that's the lifestyle, like, niggas, it's a lane. Go in your lane, or else you're going to be broke.
Chill.
Chill?
Yeah, chill.
Chill? Okay. Shut the fuck up, Big Philly. I feel like we going in. Ain't no chill. I'm serious. Like,
you can go ahead, but you're just going about that. I'm going about, you know, these girls.
You want to know who they are? You can go check out on Twitter.
Shout out to all my girls that's not out there. I love y'all.
I just want to say I had so much fun tonight. I might as well put you guys to bed because we definitely went in. I want a part two for you, Ms. Action, because I know you're releasing a mixtape soon. So we got to get, like, some little fun stuff with that. Do you have any DJs hosting a mixtape, or how are you putting it out?
No, not this time. I'm not having a DJ hollering over my shit.
Oh, that's right. She loves the DJs, though, but she not going to
shit.
I do love the DJs. I love the DJs to spin my music, but I don't need no DJs, you know, hollering over my music because I'm, you know, I want my music to be heard. But I got the streets hosting my mixtape. I got a lot of drops from the title of the mixtape is The Northern Lakes to the Southern States, and I got drops from Mike Bless, Dirty Dan, people all the way from Detroit all the way down to Baton Rouge. Hosting it, you know, people coming in doing different drops, this and that. So I went with that. I think that's a better look anyway.
Okay. Yeah, we're professional. Yeah, we're gonna have you come back in for a part two. I'm gonna keep my tracks that I like in rotation, Set It Off and Down Ass Bitch. I'm gonna make sure I share it with everybody, and I'm going to make sure I connect you with DJ Big Philly because he's definitely my favorite DJ.
I want to get connected.
I met you. You too. Oh, you already know.
Hey, Philly, can I get an apprenticeship? Because it seems like they're respecting the DJ. I want some respect, too. I'm just going to spend the timetables with you.
Wow.
It's all about the DJ this year.
That's hot.
Hold on, Twin. I'm going to put you in your eye, Twin. But hold on, wait. I got a shout out to give out, right? I'm going to shout out this 267-338 number. Thank you so much for listening in. You know.
My nigga, shout out to Cigar in the building listening. Yeah, that's why I was trying to get Sean Cigar's music popping. But yeah, he just liked to listen.
Yeah. Shout out. Thank you for the support.
Thanks
for
the topic question, but. Man, listen, just listen, nigga, listen.
I want to send a shout out to all my tweakers out there. Y'all keep the population growing. Thank you.
This tweaker is really mean because I was watching the Love Games finale, and Judy was like, this guy got me tweaking. So what does that mean?
Tweakers in the 80s meant you was a crack scene. That's what I meant in the 80s and
90s.
Now it's just a girl who's a hoe. Basically.
I think it's used different ways, though, because like she said, I heard somebody use it like that, too. Like they got me tweaking or, you know.
It came from how the crack fiends used to, like, you know how they used to look on the floor.
Yeah, they
and
be tweaking,
yeah.
Yeah,
tweaking. That's where it came from, but later on, these young boys trying to see a hoe.
So that's what it means. You tweaking for a whole pussy?
What you got?
So that's what it means when somebody, when a guy, if a guy say, he tweaking for her, does that mean he tweaking for a whole pussy?
No, I mean, if he says that way, he just probably, he really desperate for, you know what I mean, for a girl. But if you call a girl a straight up tweaker, that means she's a straight up hoe.
Okay.
Okay.
See,
yeah.
But
wait, can they be both?
Like,
can they be a crackhead
hoe? It means
different things.
Yeah, I think it could mean a crackhead hoe too. I think that's why I don't like it, because I think it stands for crack. Like, I don't like speaker. The word speaker,
like a drug addict. Like, you speaking? What the fuck are you tweaking off of?
Crack,
like.
It's like, I say tweaker, I think a crackhead. It's like, I'm going to go get some of these tweakers. Like, nigga, you sound like you're about to fuck a crack hoe. Like, go fuck the pipers. Remember it's called the pipers? Yo, pipers.
Pipers is funny as shit, though. I never knew what that word meant until I got older. I'm like, pipers, wait, they smoke crap out of the pipe.
Pipers.
Oh, shit, damn.
Yo, I never, the first time I seen a person smoke crack before, I was done. He was, like, right behind the poppy store with a little glass joint. Oh, my goodness. I just see him start popping and shit. I'm like, ew, this is so disgusting. What the fuck is this like? And he's just looking at you with these crazy eyes. And we were just watching him and shit. It was so funny.
That be them oils, boy. When they get them oils, they fucking jaw and shit lock up.
Yo, you heard Ready Rock. No, not even Ready Rock. So, shout out to my fucking nigga Pound. New music, fucking crazy. He got
my man just got locked up.
Like they chewing. Who?
You got to shout out your homie. He just got locked up.
Who?
He got locked up this weekend. Matter of fact, I think the next day after the show, he got locked up.
For what?
Who did?
Yeah, K-Dot, the showstopper.
For what? Oh, he is so handsome. That's my nigga.
He just got out, too, not too long ago, like a good 6 months ago.
Man, I'm about to go right on Facebook. Free franchise, free K-Dot, the showstopper. That's fucking crazy. Hate jail. They overpopulated shit. That's a motherfucking holy shit like that. I don't know, jail. Hate jail. Ugh, whatever. Fuck them. They control shit forever. Jeez. I'm going to vote this year for the first time in my life. I'm going to say that. I want to vote for Obama. I'm ready to tweet because I follow him on Twitter. I'm about to tweet him like, yo, miss, my vote don't fucking count. Fuck you up. Don't get president. But I don't think I can say that to him. So I'm not. I was on the show, but you know.
Who said that?
Truthsayer?
No,
I ain't Truthsayer. Wait. My name is Truthteller, not Truthsayer. Get it right.
You know he be fucking with you.
Until I see the truth, you a Truthsayer.
Okay. Okay.
What's the difference?
Okay, you. I got you.
He really just likes to be.
You know, that's just he just gonna be.